Welcome to the Sportscast, March 11th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, and also Apple Podcasts. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. Alexa, play Sportscast. It's there 24/7. And we also have some games there sometimes. We had the Alabama football games last season, and we're airing some Champions League games here and there, just depending on the rights. And then we'll have some college basketball. Hopefully we'll get a few games once March Madness happens. But what's taken over basketball this past couple of weeks, and I still say it'll continue to take over. NFL is the biggest league in the country and in the world, I think. NFL free agency combine happened about 2 weeks ago. Free agency, a lot of big names, quarterbacks, supply and demand, low of supply, high in demand. And a man that knows about free agency and his team, the AFC West, has become the spotlight for a lot of NFL fans now. Join us, Jeff Favre in Pennsylvania. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. I appreciate you having me.
Anyways, before we get into details, how would you summarize this week? Is this the most exciting free agency you've seen in a while, or you've seen better?
Well, I mean, we haven't even made it to free agency yet.
Oh, my bad.
it is pretty wild to see the movement. I think the Broncos are the clear winner in all this. I mean, obviously,
we'll get to that soon.
But it's been wild. I mean, you know, Russell Wilson on the move, Carson Wentz on the move for the second time in 2 years. So, I mean, yeah, it's been pretty wild.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we'll name some winners and losers. I do think there's some teams that might have got a bad portion of the bargain, maybe. But maybe Jeff Favre will definitely we'll discuss that. First thing that happened this week, one of the first things I noticed, Orlando Brown with the Chiefs going to be franchise tagged. Jeff, do you like it? And what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so you get him on the franchise tag. It gives you more time to negotiate. Just my opinion, but kind of reading the tea leaves, their general manager, Brett Veach, when he did his free agency recap, made it pretty clear that he's a priority and he's going to be there. And from everything, various reports coming out, Orlando Brown wants to be with the Chiefs for the long term. And I think it's a good fit, man. I really do. You know, early in the year, he did struggle a bit. And some of that was he's moving from a run-heavy offense to a pass-heavy offense. And then you have Mahomes, who sometimes does drift back in the pocket a bit more. But as the year went on, Mahomes got better about staying in the pocket and Brown adjusted a bit. And, you know, I think he's not Trent Williams, but I do think he's a well above average left tackle, and those types of players just don't grow on trees. So once you find them, you keep them forever.
Orlando Brown, a young talent, a important player for the Chiefs, as Jeff says, he likes it. Not a bad thing, and we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. Another signing. We'll go a little bit rapid fire on these. Browns place franchise tag on David Njoku. Good or bad?
I couldn't believe it. I can't believe they're tying up that type of cash in him, but I guess they want to give him one more shot to see if he breaks out.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Patriots release Cal Van Noy. We talked about that this week. Not surprised on that one, right?
Unfortunately, I mean, good player, or he was for a while, but some guys don't. It's just hard. I mean, you take a beating, and the Patriots, look, man, even though they're not as good as they were under Brady, the Patriots just don't hold on to guys too long. So if somebody starts to head downhill, they cut them loose. Yeah, it's a cutthroat business, but I guess they felt it was time.
Yeah, and I was going to say maybe he should join the Chiefs, but you said no, no thanks.
No, I don't think so.
Thanks, but no thanks. Okay, let's get into the heavy hitters. Aaron Rodgers announced on Tuesday that he is returning to the Green Bay Packers. Speculation was he was going to go to the Broncos, and did not happen. He's staying in Green Bay. Not a bad thing. He's 38. Jeff, your thoughts?
I never got the idea he was leaving. I mean, I don't know. It just always felt as though he would end up staying in Green Bay. The Denver stuff, I'm not necessarily saying Denver got used. Maybe he did have some genuine interest there. But to me, it just felt like a leverage play a little bit. You know, I think if things would have went completely sour and maybe they would have, you know, upper management would have just had a fallout, he could have got moved. But it always just felt as though the things in Green Bay could be soothed or could be fixed and he would end his career there.
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers staying in Green Bay, you know, at 38, starting over. They won the NFC last season, Jeff. I don't see why making some changes now. You know, he also, you know, he's very, you know, he has his home up there. He has his teammates. Obviously, they do need to restructure some players for someone, you know, like, for example, Davante Adams. I believe they need to restructure his contract for him to stay, right?
Well, he's they have him under the franchise tag now, so I don't know that that's obviously not a long-term solution. I'm not sure what they plan to do there. I think it sounds as though Green Bay is going to have a lot of new faces on the defensive side of the ball, is what my best guess would be.
Could be a good or bad thing. Let's see what happens. Chargers re-sign Mike Williams, wide receiver. Justin Herbert likes to throw to him. $16 million for 3 years. Hey, good re-sign, right?
So I like Mike Williams, the player. The only thing that makes me nervous, you know, he had a relatively major back injury not too long ago. Now, as a Chiefs fan, I will say Mike Williams always plays his best ball against the Chiefs. So I'm not going to discredit the guy because he always just seems to have great games against Kansas City. But, you know, somebody – this goes back to, I mean, a long time, but one of my friends said nobody has ever had a bad back. You either have a bad back or you don't have a bad back. But once you have a bad back, you don't get a good back. You know what I'm saying? Like once you hurt your back is hurt. So I would just be nervous. Is he a really good player? Absolutely he is. Absolutely. But I'd be nervous about giving him 4 years. That would make me a little bit nervous.
Exactly, which this story was the start of the AFC West getting some eyeballs. After that, Russell Wilson got traded to the Denver Broncos from Seattle Seahawks. Massive gain, I think, of that. Of course, there was rumors Russell wanted to go to Denver, but also rumors in Philadelphia and Washington. He turned them down, going now to Denver. Jeff, this changes the AFC West 180 turn right there, right?
Well, the Broncos still aren't going to be the favorite to win the division, but they'll definitely be more competitive, and I do think it could make them a playoff team. You know, they haven't beaten the Chiefs head-to-head since, I believe, 2015. I mean, that's a long time to get swept by a division opponent. So I wouldn't be surprised if that comes to an end. I won't be surprised if the Broncos, you know, are able to end that streak. But look, man, I mean, I think it's a great move for the Broncos for one. I really don't think the Seahawks got enough. Look, you know, you got a bunch of picks, but when you give up your quarterback, all right, the most important position in all of sports, you give up your quarterback, you better get at least one premier player in return on top of the picks. And Denver really didn't. I mean, Shelby Harris is a nice player. Noah Fant has potential to be a nice player. I mean, Drew Locke is just, you know, thrown in as part of the deal. But the Seahawks didn't get anybody in return that's going to be a day one premier player. So I think the Broncos won that deal in a big, big way. Where I give a little bit of pushback, do I think it makes the Broncos a lot better? Yeah, absolutely. Do I think there'll be a greater challenge to win the AFC West? Sure. But I also don't think it just automatically makes them leapfrog the Chiefs. And obviously the Chargers are still going to be really good too.
Chargers, of course, and we'll get to that a little bit later because they added one more player from a trade. Sticking with this, would you say, I know you're a Chiefs fan, and I've been hearing people saying this, is the AFC West in play, or you can safely say Chiefs are going to win it again next season?
Well, it's really early. You know, we haven't even gotten the free agency, the draft. A lot of rosters are going to change a ton from March until it's time to actually play ball. You know, if I was the Chiefs, the one thing that, look, first of all, it's hard to win the division back-to-back years, and I believe the Chiefs have done it 5 or 6 years in a row now. So just in regards to the statistical side of things, it's hard to keep doing that. The second thing I would say is the Chiefs have a lot of work to do. I mean, their pass rush on paper right now, and again, it's only March, okay? It's March. But if you put the Chiefs defensive line in a game right now today, they have the worst pass rush in the NFL. You know, you have Chris Jones, who's awesome, and that's it. You know, even Melvin Ingram is technically a free agent. I can't imagine Frank Clark is back. Technically, he's under contract, but he didn't really provide anything last year anyway. So that, to me, like when you look at it, so now the Chargers have Justin Herbert. The Broncos have Russell Wilson. You've got to be able to rush the passer. And the Chiefs just right now, they can't. I mean, we saw it in the game against the Bengals. You know, the Bengals had just one of the worst offensive lines we've ever seen make a deep playoff run. And the Chiefs, you know, got some pressure, but they brought Burrow down one time. And every other game that Burrow played in, he was under siege. So what I'll say is this. If the Chiefs don't find – and I'm not saying it's easy because it's not – Chiefs don't find a way to fix their pass rush, then they're in real danger of losing the division for the first time in a long time, because they have the type of pass rush right now that teams can just run their entire playbook and not have to worry about getting pressured. You know, they can essentially do whatever they want, because you just have no fear of your quarterback getting hit. So, I want to see what they do with the pass rush before I really say, oh, the Chiefs are going to win the West or they're not going to win the West. But they do have work to do. It's not just going to be as simple as lining up again and being, you know, the last couple of years, Denver had no chance. And the Raiders really probably had no chance. The Chargers, I mean, I get they had a chance, but the Chiefs were still going to be heavy favorites to win the division. I don't know that the distance between the teams is a lot less now than it was the last 4 or 5 years.
Looking at it right now, I would say, and I would think Raiders will finish last, looking at what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, I mean, probably, but again, a lot can change from now till games are played.
Exactly. Okay, looking at this receiving core that Russell Wilson is dealing with, Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, Tim Patrick, your thoughts, is this a better spread than what he had in Seattle, you know, with Lockett and Metcalf?
So the Broncos have a lot of young talent that hasn't really proven itself yet. I think Cortland Sutton, I think he's a stud. I mean, I think he is just phenomenal. He was coming off the injury last year. We probably didn't see the best of him last year. He's awesome. He's great. And you know, Hamler is he'll probably be their fourth receiver, but he's a speed guy that can create some problems. He's coming off an injury. Jeudy, you know, I do think Jeudy will definitely benefit most from Russell Wilson. And I think Tim Patrick is a nice player. So I think they do have a nice group. It's just that what we're doing here is we're projecting, because we know DK Metcalf is a stud and we know Lockett is one of the more underrated, really good players in the NFL. We know that's what they are. Whereas with Denver, what we've done is we said, okay, we have these guys that were drafted high and they have great athletic traits. Aside from Sutton, we've seen Sutton perform, but the other guys, everybody is just assuming, well, they would have been studs if not for the quarterback. Oh, and maybe that's true. Maybe it does turn out that way. But we have to see it. You know, we have to see them actually perform with Russell Wilson. I think they will. I mean, I think the offense will be greatly improved. But again, To answer your question, yeah. I mean, I think Seattle has the better top-end talent, you know, but Denver's depth in the receiving core is very impressive.
And the defense is probably better than Seattle right now.
Yeah. Now, I will say Denver's defense was not necessarily as good as people made it out to be last year. They're another team that's going to have to fix their pass rush. And look, Vic Fangio was not a good head coach, but he did, you can't on one hand say, man, he did a really good job of holding the defense together. And then on the next hand say, he's not here anymore, but it won't affect us. Right? It's either one or the other. If he was part of the reason that your defense was really good, well, then you can't say that it doesn't matter at all that you lost them. So I do think the defense could take a bit of a step back in the short term. I do think he was a good defensive coach. But yeah, the offense should be significantly better.
Exactly. Now that they have a quarterback, because they relied on Drew Lock and Bridgewater, not enough, but definitely Wilson will definitely be 10 times better than those guys. And Seattle will have Drew Lock, or they'll probably draft a quarterback. We'll see what happens in the draft, which is in a month and a half from now. Another big move of the week, Colts trade quarterback Carson Wentz to the Commanders. A massive move. Washington was pursuing Russell Wilson. Did not happen. They were looking badly. Were they desperate? We'll see. Jeff, is this a good move by the Commanders? Wentz, you know, had a 9-8 season with the Colts last season. Injury prone type of player. What are your thoughts?
So, man, I don't know what the Colts saw behind the scenes, but it is wild to me that they wanted to move on so quickly. So there must have been something very definitive. Maybe it was that last game,
which was well known in Jenner. I was hearing from the Colts camp they wanted to move on from Jenner.
Yeah, and so I don't know exactly what happened there. The only thing I'll say about Wentz, and I probably said this last year at this time when he got moved to the Colts. You know, he's a guy that you watch him for two quarters and you say, oh my goodness, like, this guy looks like he should be playing in the, you know, he should be a Pro Bowler. And then one quarter later, like, you wonder how he figured out how to get his shoes on, because he is so high and low. And I don't know what causes that. But it is just incredible to see. I mean, it really is. In regards to what the Commanders are thinking, man, I don't know. They keep trying to use these veteran quarterback band-aids, you know, because they traded for Alex Smith, and obviously they couldn't see the injury happening, but Alex was a limited ceiling player and they still traded big time assets for him. And then, you know, you kind of bounce around quarterbacks a bit because of the Alex injury. And now you trade for Carson Wentz, who, I mean, look, I don't know, maybe they think they can get more of the best plays out of them and limit some of the bad plays. But the Colts situation, I think, was perfect for Wentz because they could just run the heck out of the football and allow him to manage the game. And Jonathan even that Taylor. Didn't work for him. Yeah, yeah. And even that didn't end up working for him. So,
I just and the what know. Is, what really if they want... beat Jacksonville that Week 17 game?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm overanalyzing, but I think if they beat Jacksonville, Carson Wentz is still their quarterback. I mean, that's my view on it. But surely there were things that went on behind the scenes that we don't know about, too. I think when you move on, when you are that aggressive in moving on from a guy, I think it's more than just X's and O's and a couple throws.
Taylor Heinicke started the majority of last season. Do you think he could bring quarterback competition throughout the season, or do you think Wentz, if healthy, stays healthy, is the starting job? I mean, he keeps the starting job.
Well, yeah, I mean, they traded multiple picks for Wentz, so he has to be the starter. You can't go out and make that type of move, pay him the type of cash they're paying him, and then not start him. So he's going to be the starter. It's just a matter of, he's going to be the starter.
And what is the fate for Heinicke? Do you think, hey, maybe he could go somewhere else and be a starting quarterback? Or do you think he's He'll be good QB2 anywhere else or in Washington.
Yeah, I mean, I think his career trajectory is to be a backup quarterback. You know, he's come in and played really well in spurts. He can win a game or two. He won't throw the game away, but I don't think you want him to be your guy.
That's a very definitive answer. Well, there you have it. One of the biggest moves this week. You know, pretty tense week, I would say. Washington fans not too happy about that. Another significant signing that people were saying, quarterback Nate Sudfeld re-signed for San Francisco 49ers. They're keeping their options open there in San Francisco. Garoppolo, not sure what's going to happen there, having shoulder surgery this offseason. Got Trey Lance, who they drafted last year. What do you think about this signing with Nate Sudfeld? Are they looking at, you know, getting rid of Garoppolo and maybe Sudfeld will be starting at times for San Francisco?
At this point, you have to play Trey Lance, man. I mean, you used a premium pick to take Trey Lance, so he's got to play. As for Garoppolo, I mean, yeah, I'm sure they're going to move on from him. Seems like either the Colts or Steelers might be teams that would go after him. But, yeah, I think Sudfeld's just going to be the backup there. And I mean, Trey Lance, and you know, he'll get an opportunity to start, and we'll see if he's developed or not.
Exactly. Of course, I've been hearing from my end, Jeff, Trey Lance is not ready. That's what I've been hearing. Needs a little bit more of another year to develop, which is kind of odd to say that now. But what do you think about those rumors about Trey Lance not being ready?
There could be something to it, but there's also people that will just look at what a guy was in college and they'll never change their view. You know, when Patrick Mahomes took over for Alex Smith, there was a lot of people that were like, you know, especially people that didn't pay attention to the Chiefs, that were saying, how do you get rid of a good quarterback? What, you know, Mahomes isn't going to be ready, blah, blah, blah. He's a gunslinger. He's this, he's going to turn the ball over. And they were just completely wrong. You know, they just had no idea what they were talking about. And then you could also say the same thing with Josh Allen. Josh Allen was a really raw prospect. And the first couple years, he didn't look like a guy that was going to be a franchise quarterback. And now he's a top two or three quarterback in the NFL. So my only point is a lot of the people making bold statements often are more loud than intelligent. So I don't know. I don't see the guy every day. I don't talk to the 49ers coaches. But when you get into the offseason, unfortunately, loud gets heard a lot more than intelligent. And that's just how it goes.
That was the rumor. Jeff, I want to ask you, who was the winner this week and who was the loser?
Well, I mean, the Broncos are the winner. I mean, you got a franchise quarterback that's a really good quarterback. And I've seen people say, like, Russell Wilson's past his prime, blah, blah, blah. And he is. I'm not saying he's in his prime, but he's still a really good quarterback. And he's good enough that they can be competitive. And surely I would think they'll make the playoffs. So the Broncos are definitely the big winner. And for me, I still think the Seahawks are the loser. Look, they got decent comp, but you just got rid of your quarterback, and quarterback is the absolute hardest position to find. So now you don't have a quarterback. You don't have your first round pick. You have the Broncos first round pick now, but you don't have your own first round pick because you traded it for a safety that doesn't cover very well. I mean, holy smokes. That's just not a great place to be in.
Can we safely say that Garoppolo is the only good, only decent starting quarterback out there available?
I'll tell you what, man, if I were the Raiders, I would say, you know, if I were the, look, Derek Carr is a good quarterback. I mean, honestly, he's played his best ball the last, he is a good quarterback. But if I were the Raiders, what I would be doing is saying, you know what? There is never going to be a better time to trade this guy and get as much as we can for him. And just we'll get as much as we can. I understand that's going to add a couple years to a rebuild or whatever you want to call it. But by then, if you do that, Mahomes will be a little bit older. I guess Herbert is just going to be coming into his prime. And I mean, no matter what you do, I guess you're going to have to deal with Mahomes and Herbert. But I guess at least Russell Wilson will be washed up by then. So I don't know, man. I just, the Raiders are in this terrible position where if they played in another division, they'd have probably a chance to win the division. And playing in the AFC West, and, you know, obviously unless some crazy amount of injuries happen or something like that, they're just not good. They just don't have the horses that the other teams do.
And will the Steelers pick up Malik Willis for their quarterback?
Yeah, I don't know, man. The Steelers do seem like a team that, from everything we've seen, it seems as though they're going to go after a guy like Jimmy or Kirk Cousins. I guess that's the one other name that's been out there. And then also draft a guy. So, yeah, I could see them taking Willis. Liberty guy, man.
our former college. Mason Rudolph is, still hoping to stay. Well, you know, I'm not sure what he's hoping right now. But so far he's the starting quarterback, but that could change in a second. Obviously, as Jeff said, Kirk Cousins or pick up Malik Willis, which, you know, it's not foreign that a rookie quarterback starts in this first season. Now, some people could start off really strong. Some need an extra year. So we'll see what happens. But that was our NFL week recap. What will you call this week? I mean, if it's not free agency, what you call this week? This franchise tag week? Trade week?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the calm before the storm, even though it hasn't been super calm. Yeah, because, you know, with the trades and everything, it's been wild. But this is still relatively calm compared to what I think free agency will be.
Do you have any predictions?
Oh, just the guys are about to be rich. That's it.
Yeah, a lot of money. And the salary cap did go up significantly for next season post-COVID. So, yeah, as Jeff says, payday is going to be good. NFL got the rights. Amazon has the rights for Thursday Night Football, which they pay significant, which our Prime membership is going to go up to $20. So we'll definitely see some changes. And Disney's interested in getting some NFL assets. So, the league is only getting any bigger, right, Jeff?
That's right. Yep, every year.
Jeff, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you about, hey, who should I pick from the NFL draft?
So the best way to follow along is at JT Favre on Twitter.
JT Favre, and you can follow us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, and of course on Twitter, thesportscast1. We'll be live tweeting any late breaking news, of course, as we did. We were seconds in when Carson Wentz was announced he was going to Washington. And of course, we forgot one move. Khalil Mack traded to the Chargers. What are your thoughts over that, Jeff?
He's still a good player, but he's had the same issues as a lot of guys do, as they get later in their careers, just staying healthy consistently. Hopefully none of the Chargers team doctors stab him before a game, you know, like Tyrod Taylor. But on paper, it's a really good move. If he stays healthy, him and Bosa with Tillery inside, that's a nice trio. So I think it's a smart move by them.
Which he put the cherry on top for the AFC West to make it very spotlight-ish.
For sure. Yep.
We'll see what happens. AFC West is in play. I'm calling it. I called it last season, but didn't pan out. Chiefs came towards the end. We'll see what happens next season. I can't wait, but it's only about 6 months away. So, Jeff, you have a lovely weekend.
All right. Thank you, Tom.